WCFW FM and WCFW HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
Make a one man weep, make another man sing. Change your heart. That's Huey Lewis in the news. If you get real close to the radio, you can feel it. It's the power of love. It's Mike McKay along with you. Good morning. Happy Friday. Oh, it's going to be a great day. I can tell it's going to be a very, very interesting day and an interesting show. I've got a lot of stuff to share with you, all kinds of great music. Sprinkle in some Christmas and holiday music for you. And, of course, more chances for you to win in our Text to Win contest.
From all of us at 105.7 CFW.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
And all that glitters is gold. dodgy mother hoe in the satellite picture. The ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
CFW 80s, 90s, and more. Mike McKay along with you. Coming up later this hour, got a crazy story that I just saw out of New York City. And a guy from China, wait till you hear what he was doing in New York City. This is unbelievable. All right, stick around.
one station, 105.7 CFW.
Any way you want it, it's the way you need it, any way you want it.
She loves to laugh, she loves to sing, she does everything. She loves to move, she loves to groove, she loves a lot.
Time for your good news story of the day with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
All right, let's start things out with a happy story or an interesting story. And this one is Florence Hackman just celebrated her 106th birthday in style at her retirement home in Loveland, Ohio. She said her longevity in life is a positive attitude. Also taking it one day at a time and a daily dose of, according to her, Fireball whiskey. That's right. She's known as Fireball Flo, and she has one little shot, she says, of Fireball each and every day. She also loves to stay busy with bingo, crafts, live music, and cheering on her favorite football team, the Cincinnati Bengals. Her birthday party was a hit, complete with they had a happy hour and lots of Fireball, which was courtesy of the Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey Company that had heard about Flo and her enjoyment of their product. So, here's to 107, Fireball.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Over the ground lies a mantle of white. A heaven of diamonds shine down through the night. Two hearts are thrilling in spite of the chill and the weather. Love knows no season, love knows no clime. Romance can blossom any old time. Here in the open, we're walking and hoping together. Sleigh bells ring. In the lane, snow is glistening.
Save 30 to 50% off gift certificates from local businesses with Chippewa Valley Big Deals. Go to WCFW.FM.
CFW, there's Glenn Frey without his Eagle buddies, and the heat is on. Mike McKay along with you. Song that inspired him to actually be on. He was such a fan of Miami Vice that he wrote that song kind of about Miami Vice, and they asked him to actually be on, and he was on some episodes of Miami Vice, which a lot of people that didn't like Miami Vice, I thought it was great. I very much enjoyed it. Keep listening. Your opportunity to be a winner. Our grown-up gift list text to win contest continues. Brought to you by Peck Farms. When we jump into the 7 o'clock hour, I'm going to have the first of multiple keywords that could make you a winner today. Make sure you've got that Civic Media app on your smartphone and that 105.7 CFW is your home station on there. And then you'll be ready to text and win. All right, that's coming pretty soon. Here's Collective Soul.
Why drink the water from my hand? Contagious as you think I am. Just took my son towards your domain. You can't run up the world again.
CFW.
Listen to 105.7 CFW anytime, anywhere. Tell your smart speaker to play WCFW.
1057 CFW 80s, 90s, and more. It's Mike McKay along with you. Good morning. Happy Friday. Hope it's going to be a great day. Hope you're going to have a good weekend, too. We'll check out the forecast here in just a few minutes, see what's going on weather-wise for today and into the weekend. Okay, I saw this story. I had to pass this along. In federal court on Tuesday, Chinese national Chen Jinping pleaded guilty to operating, are you ready for this, a Chinese police station in New York City. That's right. A statement from the Department of Justice said today's guilty plea holds the defendant accountable for his brazen efforts to operate an undeclared overseas police station on behalf of the PRC's, that's the People's Republic of China, National Police Force. Yes, he was running it here in the United States in New York City. It was shut down in 2022 after an FBI search. The Chinese government said that they had no idea about the operation of this and they had nothing to do with it. They claimed Jinping was on his own. And yes, New York City, he was running his own police station, arresting Chinese, you know, people, citizens that were here in the United States and holding them in custody. This is unbelievable, right? In New York City, the police department, the NYPD, has vowed since 2022 to be more vigilant and crack down on these types of things. These types of things? So that means more of them are happening?
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
For a meal that's fresh, exciting, and all you can eat? Come to Hot Pot Barbecue and Sushi, Eau Claire's first Hot Pot Buffet. Savor traditional hot pot, freshly made sushi, and a dinner buffet featuring crab legs and oysters. With monthly specials and endless choices for lunch and dinner, there's something for everyone. Stop in for an unforgettable dining experience. Located at the corner of Claremont Avenue and London Road, Hot Pot Barbecue and Sushi, where fresh flavor meets endless possibilities.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced the launch of a new rebate program with the Public Service Commission. According to a press release, the Home Electrification and Appliance Rebate will provide instant discounts for low and moderate income households to install energy-efficient appliances. Officials say the program will help lower the cost of those appliances upfront and help struggling families reduce their energy bills long term. The program received nearly $75 million in funding from the Inflation Reduction Act. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the State Building Commission have announced the approval of $81 million of projects across the state. According to a press release, the approved funding does not include an additional $70 million for Universities of Wisconsin building projects, which were delayed by the Republican-controlled state legislature. The approved projects include things like maintenance and repair projects for the Department of Corrections and Department of Health Services and the rehabilitation of historic sites across the state. The Rice Lake City Council has placed a time frame on a project to turn a former nursing home in the downtown area into affordable housing. The council approved an amendment to the development agreement requiring Movin' Out, the Madison company overseeing the project, to present quarterly progress reports and assume ownership and demolition of the site after 5 years from the start date of construction. Movin' Out officials say the delays are related to legal hurdles and due diligence in pursuing tax credits for low-income housing. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has announced the first presumptive positive case of bird flu in a person in Barron County. The news comes just days after the county also saw the first positive test in a poultry flock. DHS officials are monitoring the farm workers who came into contact with the infected flock and may have been exposed to the highly contagious virus. Animal-to-human spread of the virus is not as contagious, but residents should check with their doctor if they show symptoms like a fever, eye infection, or muscle aches. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It is going to be a little chilly today, but it's not going to be windy. Mostly sunny, our high 22 this afternoon. The wind will be out of the north to northwest at around 5 to 10. Clear tonight, 3 above tomorrow. Mostly cloudy, 19 by Sunday. Mostly cloudy with a high of 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
CFW.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in the 5 and 10, glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hopalong boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that will talk and will go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. The sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. Beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store. But the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Sure, it's Christmas.
Definitely after the snow that we got yesterday, that's for sure. There's Bing Crosby. Our Christmas and holiday music throughout the season brought to you by the Cremation Society of Wisconsin. Mike McKay along with you. All right, here's your 10-minute warning coming up in just a few minutes. Get your smartphone out. Make sure it's got that Civic Media app on it, that you're at 105.7 CFW. I'm going to give you your first winning keyword of the day, first opportunity for you to text and win in our grown-up gift list statewide text to win contest. All right, just hang on.
Good side, if the words unspoken get stuck in your throat.
7 CFW.
Down.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW!